I have to be home to handle some stuff, so I'm heading out a little bit early. Most of the stuff I'm working on right now is not video-oriented. It is a lot of paperwork. Virtual paperwork, I suppose, but paperwork just the same. So, it works out. I can head home and handle some business. And effectively finish some of the stuff I need to finish, so... It's nice when that works out. But with the way it's raining, who knows, it might just take me just as long to get home. I might be doing this for 4 hours. Who can say? Who can say? Waze can say. Yes, honk. Did not even think about pulling that shit on me, fool. Alright. Steal my spot. Battleborn billboard up here. What? And it's all text and doesn't even really say that it's a game. It's just like Man Mountain plus other character archetype plus other character archetype plus other character archetype. Then the bottom is a Battleborn logo. And I don't even think it said hobby grade anywhere on there. I don't know what the Why would you put a fucking Battleborn billboard up? I mean, whatever, they have to advertise it, right? But that just seems... like a bad ad for something that they have... Like, even if you've been occasionally looking in on it, I feel like it's not always easy to tell what the fuck that game is. To have some billboard that is just like, here's a string of meaningless text... Then maybe somewhere in the fine print said something about it being a video game. But I didn't see anything on there. rain has slowed a little bit. Actually, it's slowed a lot. This is one of those hard ones where it's like, it's 3:30, so traffic is probably just starting to suck shit on the freeway. The weather won't help. So it's like, it's early, but it's not traffic early, or not traffic early enough. If you want to leave and dodge traffic, you gotta leave at like 2. We'll get home and work on the proposal I'm putting together. That's literally what I'm doing, isn't it? Jeez. Well, there you go. That's the beginning of the year, you know. There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of like, let's do this, we need this for this, let's put this here, do this. We spent some time standing in our new podcast room yesterday, thinking about how to decorate it. What do we want the backdrop to be? Where are the cameras going to go? Where are people going to sit? What kind of table do we need to accommodate what we want to accomplish in there? Knowing that usually we will have 4 people on a podcast, 4 to 5. And then knowing that on some occasions it could be that number could be as high as 8, or technically 9, if you count a producer type person who would be doing the production end. We'll see what we end up going with. I want the podcast room to look like a good-ass podcast room, meaning sound baffling. I want this thing to sound good. This room needs to be at least as good as what we're currently in. If it needs to be better for producing audio podcasts. So like the stuff in addition to, you know, like video opportunities and such. That needs to become after we have satisfied step one, which is make it better for audio podcasts than what we've got. Now you can go the other way with it and be like, fuck it, let's do it, video all this and do this, and you know, that. Then you're over decorating a space and it might sound echoey and all that sort of stuff. Oh, that's an ambulance. I can't be in this lane anymore. This ambulance is not going anywhere. Oh, it looks like the ambulance is moving now. Well, now what? Oh, jeez. I still want to be in the center lane. Okay. Because this mail truck's up here. Aha! And this lane is closed. Man, there's just drama up here. Yeah, that's what I want out of a podcast room, you know. That's so it's stuff like let's get those fabric-y audio panels that you see in nice looking recording studios. Get some of those. And then put some, you know, it's gotta have some personality to it. It can't just be like, here's a featureless room. So, you know, we got some stuff. Framed poster? No, probably not. Probably not. Well, I mean, you know, because a framed poster with, you know, glass or plastic over it or something like that would just bounce audio back. It's the opposite of what we want. is starting to rain again. Got to put my pro-level expert video editing skills to the test again today, which was nice. My hobby grade. Editing chops. Sorry, chizops. Editing chizops. Right? From iPhone to iMovie to iInternet. That's my workflow. All right. Let's see what's happening on the radio.
Ring by Target, and your order is brought to your car for free.
Tony.
You know, because I know how this business is. I know how fickle it is. I know how terrible some of the people are. Not the people in this room, but
of course
people,
not.
You know what I'm
not
saying?
The people
so,
listening.
Of course, we want the best for our kids. That's what we're here for, is to protect and provide for them at, you know, at all means, you know what I'm saying, by any means necessary.
Is that one of the reasons why you have your own company, so you don't have to deal with a lot of the politics? Because you have internal affairs as your
I know early on that I wanted my own company. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was in school, I was in college, I was a business administration major.
Oh, wow.
So it was always like, yo, listen, it's the music business. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you got the music part. You can rhyme. You can go to the studio. You can dance, diddy bop, and all that. Business. You know what I'm saying? Like, learn the business. Learn enough that...
But I want you to do the diddy bop music, part.
You understand how to handle your business. And so, you know, shout out to my man Sil, who took me to get incorporated very early on and trademarked my name very early on and stuff I didn't know about. You know, he definitely showed me the ropes as far as making sure I got in there and I treated it like a business early on.
What's crazy is that Freddie Gibbs, another independent artist, he was...
Shout out to Gangsta Gibbs.
Yes, indeed. He was like, people don't realize how much work goes into it behind the scenes as far as, like, he's picking up the director. Mm-hmm. He's going over the edits. He's making sure, like, all the receipts are there. And he's like, yo, it's the stuff that you don't think about. And remember, he'll shoot you, too. So it's all those different things that have to go into the plan that you're doing as your own, you know.
That's exactly how I run it as well.
Do you see yourself?
Just keep all the receipts.
Keeping it the way that it is right
now. Shot.
Are you looking for...
That's business.
Bigger part than that.
I mean, the plan is always to grow and build. It's just how you go about doing it. You know, if I could get with another company, a bigger company that I could partner up with in a real partnership, not an imprint,
right.
Not, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, yeah, that's cool, take this money, go sit down somewhere. No, I really want to partner up and collaborate on ideas and figure out how we can take this to the next level.
Right.
If that presents itself, then I'm all for it.
But they got to get you now, man. You're on VH1, man. They got to come talk to you right now.
Yeah, listen, hit me up, man. At Torrey on Twitter, on Instagram. Shoot me that DM. And, yeah, man, so if it presents itself in the right way, then I'm all for it. I'm definitely not opposed to it. But at the same time, I've seen other artists try to do it and it not work out. And I've seen, you know, people get with companies that didn't make sense. You looked at it and it fell through. And you're like, you should have never did that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been blessed to be here 10 years doing what I love. And I ain't fall on my face yet. So, you know, I'm going to stick to the script until something needs to change.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
What we doing, man? We're gonna rock out.
I think we should do that performance.
Yeah,
is it performance?
What you think?
Yeah, we're gonna have to make him work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I need because we gotta get 3 joints in, and I need a freestyle. You already know.
This guy's gotta be working.
So what's up?
So what we doing? What we doing, Torrey?
Which one you want to do, Torrey?
I set it up, man. Still, you take it. What you got?
You want the crown joint?
Let's do it.
I think it's only right to do it.
Or not? Here we go.
Let's go.
Right now, if you on your iTunes, you can click over, download that thing on your phone. Everybody in the room are watching y'all, download that thing on your phone. Yeah. Look, I ain't here for playing around, I wear the crown. King of New York, nah, not how that shit sound. King of the coast, nah, I cover more ground. King of oneself, yeah, that's how I get down. Yeah, my skin brown, that's that melanin. Ha, I'm wearing the crown, it ain't no telling when. They might come around screaming no relevant. Ha, they gonna get down and plant the evidence. But I ain't here for playing around. I wear the crown. Yeah, I ain't here for playing around. I wear the crown. We all wear crowns, y'all. Black, white, it don't matter. It comes in so many forms and many colors is worn. Same hoodie as Trayvon, the gray like when Freddie was born. Energy here, more than a song. So if you feeling it, then sing it along. Look, I ain't here for playing around, now wear the crown. I ain't here for playing around, now wear the crown. I ain't here for playing around, now wear the crown. I ain't here for playing around, now wear the crown. Kevin Light.
Oh, man.
I never performed that before, so.
Okay, we keeping it light?
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I said the wrong verse on there. That's why I didn't do it short.
It's all good.
It's all right, though. New album, but J.
just came out. We ain't performed those yet. We ain't rehearsed those yet.
So what we going with?
Keep it rolling.
Let's get down.
I've done that.
Man, no rap today, bro. Take your ass over there to the other station. Go. I told you, man. What'd I tell you? We not doing no rap today, man.
I like that the midday show on the rap station, sometimes this dude just says, fuck it. We're playing Hall & Oates. That's all right. I got you.
We're not done yet. We're not done yet.
Said I'm out of voice.
You said a lot, right? But I think we still gotta let them know.
Let's do it.
It's raining real hard. And a lot of stuff's getting kicked up off the road as well. So I can't see shit.
Take this, Calvin. Sorry, Shaq's up.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, Jason, how you doing, bud?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good.
We appreciate their help and their support. The Yerrigan family, Dale Yerrigan, the president of the IDRA, his son Garrett, who is one of the two guys.
Easy to get antsy during this kind of early part of the year, I mean, especially with us moving and stuff. Like, it's I always get this feeling of wanting to just get down to it, and we kind of can't get down to it in the way that I would like, or as smoothly, I guess. Or, you know, it's like, okay, well, I mean, yeah, we do a bunch of shows, and then the studio never gets done because we're too busy using the studio in an unfinished form. Okay, well, we gotta balance this out. Get this podcast room done. Make a bunch of plans about stuff we want to accomplish this year. So, I mean, it's all good stuff, you know? It's like, it's stuff that when it's all done, it'll be better than what we had. But it's frustrating when you're in the middle of it. I just want to perform some science on some fighting games on the internet. That's all. Spent some time this weekend playing some fighting games, trying to figure out what we should look at next. I've got one idea of a game I would like to play next. I'd like to find a backup or a second. I think we'll probably look at two games per show, generally speaking, so. Oscar, 120% burn effect. I mean, you can't start the show with a showstopper. You rank a game like that this early, then there's no drama, because nothing's better than that. At least I assume. I don't know. I have not performed the science. But I suspect it'll be a long time before we get to something like that. Something awesome like that. Slap Happy, Happy Rhythm Busters, that's, yeah. I actually did play a bit of that last weekend. And then Dan and I have been kicking around a new show, set of shows, for about the last 6 months or so. Then when we get everything in order, we'll probably kick that off. And then we got all those VHS tapes. That'd probably be like a demo derby-like thing. Watch all those weird old B-roll tapes. And, you know, video podcast, all that other stuff. You know, it's a lot. So it's one of those things where it's, okay, that's actually more than we can do. On a regular basis, so do we end something we're doing now? Do we move? You know, it's like, okay, this is the time of year when I think everyone kind of sits down and goes, okay, what have we been doing? Do we like that stuff? Do we stop doing that stuff in favor of this other stuff? How much, what, like, you know, what's the right mix of stuff? Kind of cool seeing that Room 3 quick look that went up today, and the technology at play there. That's some new fucking shit that we got in the mail. I think there's some more configuring that would need to be done on that thing, but that's pretty fucking cool. Why did the Room 3 quick look take 2 months to come out? Because the hardware involved in doing what we wanted to do with that had not shown up yet. Quick look room. We don't have a quick look room. We have the quick look fort, but we're actually probably going to shoot quick looks on the couch in the studio. Or we may kind of beef up the fort to make it a little more of a station for that stuff. At one point on the blueprints, there was a quick look room, but it got turned into like the ninth media room on the floor or whatever the fuck, but... it's very rare that we ever had the quick look room and the studio hot at the same time, so it's not crucial. But it would be nice to have just like, here's one position where all the video is done, so everything is always set up. instead. You know, it's like, okay, we need to get the headphones set up in here and do this set up in here for the quick look room, and then we did all the PC quick looks out on the set anyway before, so we'll be a little more plug and play on some of that shit, which should be good. But that Assault Suit Lano's quick look we did just straight up on the couch. That was not performed in the fort. And the where the fort is might be where the green screen ends up. There's a few different ways we can go with wherever the green screen gets set up in that studio once there's room for it, so. And that'll be good because, you know, before we had pillars and shit in the way, so you couldn't really see the green screen set from the couch. So this'll be a better use for that, where, like, that's much more in my eye line. Or more likely to be in my eye line, I guess, depending on how the lights are set up, because the lights might make it me unable to see anything that's going on past the lights. But we'll get that thing set up and along the way there somewhere. And you know, Metal Gear will be starting. They are shooting at least one Metal Gear today. I know they wanted to get a few of them prepared so that it's not like one of them comes out and then there's another long wait. I wanted to get some going so that it's back on a steady course. But yeah, they are probably doing that right this second. Drew be able to endure a run through that in a whole game? I mean, that's the whole point of this, right? To break him. Traffic is shit. This is shit traffic. And it's probably going to be like this the entire way home. Oh, yeah. From saying I would get home at 4:40 to 5:20, so
yeah. 1.2 miles. Exit to exit 446, Seminary Drive.
What? No, that's not. That's one of those shady tricks where you're like, "Hey, get off the freeway and get right back on." Why don't you? You filthy dirtbag! Be one of those assholes that's always getting on and off the freeway. No, I'm not that guy, Waze. Don't do that to me.
Estimated time and traffic, 7 minutes. Oh.
We thought about doing international trips this year. I'm always thinking about doing them. It's just a matter of, like, what's the right reason to go? When is the right time to go? Can we, you know, what's the budget like? Is that the best use of our budget, both money and time? You know, it's all the same thing, right? Time is money. Or you know, the opportunity cost of, like, if we're out of the office for a week and then have to spend a week after that editing the videos we shot the week before, that's then 2 weeks of other stuff that's not just going up on the site, you know? So it's, you always have to consider all of that impact all at once, you know? So then it becomes like, okay, well, what if we only send a couple of people and then go do this, you know? Is that enough? I've got ideas about things I want to do. And we'll see. I don't know. Some of that is stuff that could be, like, sponsored also, which is like a, you know, if that works out, if something like that ever works out, that's a nice way to get someone else to pay for all that shit. Of like, hey, we've got some non, you know, obviously, like, not a video game. You know, you come in and go like, hey, battery company, hey, sandwich place, here's a 12-part series of videos of us out doing this thing, brought to you by Sandwich Place, or Party Store. Let's get a Party Store to sponsor a multi-part Japan series. Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah, that's, there are a lot of different ways to go about that sort of stuff. If the NX is revealed, might be a good time to go. And they'll probably reveal that at E3, so. That night, you know, I don't know that we would get far with Nintendo if we wanted to, like, go over there and do stuff. They've been really, and then not just us, it's like, that's just something that, like, the American press doesn't get access to very frequently. Not to say that I have not tried multiple times over even relatively recently. I've tried to do, looked into doing something like that. But that's always the thing. I mean, you know, that's like, you know, when I think about, like, what I do, what I want to do, and where I want it to go, it's a lot of, like, continuing to find the right balance between scheduled stuff, recurring things that people want more of, and surprising things that they didn't know they wanted in the first place. And, you know, at certain times of the year, it's a lot easier to get into doing more of the same. In certain times of the year, there's a little more time to kind of do different stuff. So a lot of it is about finding that, you know? You know, there are plenty of times where I've had, like, the right idea at the wrong time. You know, it's like, hey, here's this thing that we really, it would be great for us to do this right now, but we can't do it right now for one reason or another, you know? And there, alternately, there have been times where it's been like, hey, is there a reason for you to do something around this thing? And it's been like, it's just not right now, no. That was stuff like, you know, Comic-Con or something. You know, that was years ago at this point. But it was like, hey. Sometimes that'll be like, hey, there's an advertiser that would want to spend a bunch of money if we had a thing around Comic-Con. Do you want to do a thing around Comic-Con? I'd be like, no, that's not really. I don't really like to operate that way. And also, fuck Comic-Con. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Or then it just becomes like this outlandish thing of like, well, let's rent a boat at Comic-Con and do boat week out at Comic-Con. And then you look at the logistics and find out things like, it's hard to get internet on a boat to do HD live streams. And you're like, all right, well, no boat, no deal. Giant Bomb Cruise. Hey, don't think that I didn't, like, look at the fucking Kid Rock cruise and some of the other dumb shit that gets its own cruise and go like, man, I bet we could fully do a fucking boat, like a cruise. That would be the dumbest shit. A lot of stuff like that would come down to logistics, you know. It's like, we don't have, you know, a lot of people to necessarily lean on for logistics. You know, we got people in our corner, for sure. But, you know, I don't have, like, a full-time, like, booking agent for, like, hey, we need guests for this thing. Go find them. Go get us a musical act for this. You know, like that's. For some of that stuff, it would make sense to have something along those lines, I guess. But there was a while there that someone, it was for E3 one year, someone asked if we wanted a band. There were some, like, hey, you know, the music, Last FM, which is a CBS-owned music site, might be able to, like, get involved and have, like, a house band for your E3 show. And I thought it over long and hard and kind of, like, thinking about, like, the acts that would be involved and something like that. I was like, ah, it's maybe not a great. I forget what the band was. It was something that was not a great fit. I think I went back to them and said, if you can. That was not possible. Any MagFest plans? No, not really. I don't know when MagFest is. I wouldn't be opposed to going to something like that. Or RTX. That might make sense to go to as well. But the week after Valentine's Day? Oh, definitely not.
In 1,000 feet, exit right to exit 446, Seminary Drive, then stay to the left.
No, not speed.
Hashish!
No, not even hashish.
Horse tranquilizers!
No, not horse tranquilizers. Just heard about this new drug that makes you happy. I just want to say... Fuck! Happy!
Exit right to exit 446.
No.
Seminary Drive.
No.
Then stay to the
no.
left to Redwood Highway.
No. I mean, it would be faster to do the thing it's telling you to do.
Or not.
But it's too late to do that.
Stay to the left, then turn left on Redwood Highway.
I'm not doing that.
Most days it's dark. Love me alone.
Traffic like this is why I stay late. Says in 225 feet the road is flooded. Let's find out.
Estimated time and traffic, 9 minutes.
Watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead.
Ooh. See what some of these voicemails that I've received to this Google voice box are while we're here in traffic.
Hello, Jeffrey.
This is... I don't know. I'm reading the transcription of this and trying to decide if it is... got someone's personal information in it or not.
This is Mitchell Weasel from VideoGameJones.com.
Okay.
I just wanted to call you about, like, I would like to do, like, an interview with you, like, a personal thing, kind of. Like, not even necessarily about, like, well, I guess sort of about about games and games journalism, but kind of in a broad technical, more like about you and your connection to games. I'm interested in the idea of like games and to a person on a personal level, and I would really like to hear you talk about like your kind of arcade heyday, or like talk to me about Blitz, or talk to me about like Jeffrey, your Google Voice, it cut me off. Just because my joke was losing steam and I didn't know where to go with it. So, thanks, Google Voice. But, yeah, if I could get...
Alright. That's what they're doing in the 904.
It's 3:15 in the morning, and I went to Jeff.zone, and I was looking at some of the questions and answers, and I see everybody yelling at you about which version of Ghost in the Shell to watch on here, and I'm no expert, but I went to the flea, hold on, I got it right here, I went to the flea market, and there was a guy, and he sold me a DVD with an animated person on the front with a gun, and it has five movies in it: Appleseed, Gun Dress, Dominion Tank Police, Black Magic, MGG or M66, I don't know, and Ghost in the Shell, and, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty definitive to me. So, head on down to your local flea market, find the guy with the anime DVDs, and he'll point you in the right direction. Okay. Hey, man. It's me again. It's 4:12 in the morning, and you know what else is a good movie besides Ghost in the Shell is Albert Pyun's Nemesis. That's a great movie where a guy does like a crazy flip off a waterfall and then shoots like a robot with a laser while he's doing it.
That does sound cool.
It blows up. And also, he, like, shoots a hole in the ground and jumps through with a gun, and that part is pretty cool.
That also sounds cool.
And, what else is he do? It's about cyborgs, and it was made with what appears to be negative money, and it's from the early 1990s. And it stars, like, a professional kickboxer of some kind that is not Jean-Claude Van Damme. I think his name is Olivier Gruner. Does that sound... Yeah, I think that's right. Anyway. You should watch Nemesis. Albert Pyun is a great filmmaker who's given a lot to this great nation of movie fans. So, you should try watching that one. With some spare time that you might have in the holiday season.
Hey, Jeffy G, you're the man. I just want to let you know that I'm a big fan of you. Keep it real, Jeff. You're the best. Keep on going. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best.
I think
you're
this guy best. Might not be on
you're
the level.
Best. You're the best. You're the best.
I think he might have been being facetious there. I don't know.
What the hell is that? What is that?
Hi, Jeff.
That's that whole message. All right.
Well, that was stupid.
You're stupid. And now I have your phone number. I'm going to call you back. I'll tell you what's stupid.
And like a hotline beatbox, like you used to call me on my cell phone and shit. Goddamn. What the hell was that? Is it over? Is this just a visceral reaction to beatboxing? What is this?
Nailed it.
Hey Jeff, it's me again. I wanted to check up and I wanted to tell you about this new action figure I got. It's from an anime. Call me back.
Quick question. Did the Super Nintendo have the first good controller, or did one come before that?
I mean, I thought the Genesis controller was pretty good. I thought the Atari 2600 controller is pretty good. I thought the NES controller was pretty good. That's a ridiculous question.
Extra Life is going very well. Jeff, keep flying the flag, my man. Giant Bomb rules. Been a subscriber for like 4 years. Not stopping anytime soon.
Fantastic.
Keep playing games. Games rule.
No. Don't do this to me. As you scroll through, usually you can see the same phone number multiple times in a row. Like someone calls and goes, what the fuck, hangs up, and then calls back to be like, is it just... the same thing, or what? I don't know. Just says failed to download recording. Failed to download. Oh, what? I have no signal right here. I guess that would do it.
Hey, Jeff. I just got a new Cricket SIM card, and I had to test it out. Calling somebody. That would be you. Hope you're doing well, and I really should have planned this out better. I'm sorry. I'll hang up now. Thanks. Hey, Jeff. I just want to call and hope you and Dr. Tracksuit are doing well, that you're able to manage them, and that everyone on Giant Bomb is having a good September. So keep on doing what you guys are doing, and like the show. All right. Have fun. Bye. I just wanted to call in and say that Resident Evil 2 was not that good a game. It was mediocre. It might have been cool at the time, but it's definitely not cool now. What they need to make is some new IP, or how about a fucking Gumby game? Where's my Gumby game at? Be Pokey. One of those other guys that are always fucking with them. Should be dope.
I can't argue with that. I can't find fault in anything that person said from the 334 area code.
What the fuck is going on? I need my god money by tomorrow. Fuck.
Did that one? Okay. Oh, this one's just a text message. It says, "Hi Jeff, I'm about to eat a burger. Surf's up, dude." That's from August, the month.
This number is, it was just on a website somewhere. Goodbye.
Yeah. Did that guy ever get his, like, nunchuck situation figured out? I'm just worried. All right. Thanks.
Don't come down, no, play with your
that's too much.
Hey, just want to make sure you're still down for our Blaze Blue competition, right? You know, buy-in's $10. Just call me back. Bye.
I think I've listened to some of these before.
Jeffrey, I need help. Jeffrey Michael Gerstmann, I need your assistance. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Fuck. Oh yeah, I remembered. How do I make a website that's not a real piece of shit? Because I got this fucking website, and it's no good. And I don't know, I'm just trying to make videos, but it turns out producing content for a website is hard. So, you know, hey, I'm, no real experience. I've, took some multimedia classes in high school, so I'm sure that's attractive on a resume. Why don't you just hire me for giantbomb.com? I'll come out of San Francisco. I'll bring my one-year-old son and my beautiful wife. And we'll come, we'll be your neighbors in Petaluma. How about that? We'll go to the, what is that fucking shitty Chinese gourmet, what is it called? It's bad Chinese, and you talked about it before. I want to eat bad Chinese food. I want to hang out. I want to enjoy a Papa Murphy's, whether you want me to enjoy it or not. I want to know what take and bake pizza is like. Ugh. It sounds like a fucking nightmare. I feel sick, Jeff. I don't feel good, man. I need help. Help!
Jeff, it's your buddy Alex Hall, man. You haven't been returning my calls, man. What's up with that? I'm feeling kind of, you know, hurt a little bit because, you know, I thought we had something pretty substantial, you know. We had something kind of transcendent, this mortal coil. So, yeah, man, I just hope you're doing okay, man. Brother, homie. And just hopefully, you know, no matter what goes on in your life, just really always never stop keeping it real. That's kind of the most important part, really, if I had to pass on one word of advice. Well, gotta catch this train, man, but, you know, it's been real talking to you, man. I feel like we really bonded over this, and wish you all the best, brother. All right, adios.
That's interesting. Hey, Dr. D, this is Kim from Viewpoint. Just trying to touch bases and see when we can get together next week. Left a message on the home machine, too. Hoping Wednesday or Thursday of next week. Okay, bye.
Those are my favorite, the ones that are clearly a wrong number.
Some tremendous beatboxing. Hey Jeff, this is Dan from Washington State. I just wanted to call and say that Giant Bomb is the best video game website, hands down. You guys work your asses off and you produce some of the best quality content I have ever seen. Also, your Marcus Phoenix impression is top notch and you should really talk like that more because it is the funniest damn thing I've ever heard on a podcast. Huh. Also, P.S. Mega Man X is awesome.
Nope.
The series is amazing.
Nope, you lost
me. Search your heart. You know it to be true.
You lost me.
And pizza is also awesome. Anyway, bring back Nintendo Download Express. Peace!
I was into what you were saying, and then it just took this turn. I was like, what? No.
Hey, Amber, this is Sugar Trinity Valley. I just want to call and let you know to please remind Jacob to bring the Beast book back. He has it overdue, and if not, it's $13. Make sure he brings it back. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Hey, Amber, this is Sugar Trinity Valley. I just want to call and let you know to please remind Jacob to bring the Beast book back. He has it overdue, and if not, it's $13. Make sure he brings it back. Thank you.
I mean, that's just fantastic. I wish all the messages were just like that.
U.S. Pipe. This is Todd Semple, a.k.a. Skrillity, a.k.a.
Oh,
Benjamin
shit.
Kane. And I'm just chilling here in my amazing apartment. And I'm really, really beaming to hear Ummer, Cash, and Crazy suck ass. And I'm wondering if you have an MP3 of that still just sitting around.
I know that dude. I mean, from the internet, anyway. Beijing, what the fuck is that dude doing in Beijing? He was in Central California last time I talked to that dude. Alright, flagging that one for follow-up. Alright, we got past the traffic spot. And now I get to go a decent speed, at least for a little while. So I'm going to focus on the road a little bit.
Guitars come in, stuff like that.
We didn't have no hip-hop beats back in the days. We had to take it from everywhere we could get it from.
They're just trying to take it to another level.
That's what keeps the music new and keeps it fresh.
As far as, you know, rock is concerned, man, I think rock is, you know, a big part of hip-hop, man.
Rock helped influence hip-hop. Hip-hop helped influence the world.
like a triple stage darkness. Listen to drift, every muscle in your skin starts to shake and shift. You can hate the gift, but my phrase is deja. Click, spray your face when I spit, I mean it. You're just too conceited, repeating and repeating. You're a thugged out gangster pimp till you believe it. Seems like there's too much Pac, we don't need it. I'm cool on your heat, you can keep it. It's not a big secret, this is a game you can't win. You're singing the same thing, but we're bringing the end. So just close your eyes and pretend again that your skin isn't as thin as the skin you're in, bitch. Give me a second just to spell it out so nobody can twist what I'm talking about. I don't have to fake anything I feel, because we both know every word is real. So give me a second just to spell it out so nobody can twist what I'm talking about. I don't have to fake anything I feel, because we both know every word is real.
Right about now, the funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother, right about now. The funk soul brother, check it out now. The funk soul brother. I got the skills of titanium, straight to the cranium. Try to play me and we can go to war like Iranians. The deep cat, I speak rap. As long as the beat back, my shit'll be off the meat rack. Lord finesse, don't harass the guards. Get four bars and puts on like half the squad. Sort of savage, I don't give raps. I don't harass if you niggas playing Russian roulette with automatic. See, on the street, I'm top the rank. Three words when I get the dice, stop the bank. Better catch me, you get your cash. Look me, my street team, from a nut with ass whippers. Hard hitters, handsome boys. The large niggas, the type of scorch chicks on the arm like John Ritter. The bomb nigga, be this cat in the third. Better play like Jehovah's Witness and spread the word.
They taught me to look beyond the superficial that they have to work on. One of the things that I look for in a woman is, you know, personality. And I look for a sense of humor. And, you know, not a girl. I'm just kidding. Like I said, I used to look at a woman you know, Chester area first. I mean, the thing that I look for now is I look for a woman with money. I look for a woman with long legs, where before I used to focus on knockers. Oh, wait one second, my illegitimate son is here. Yes? Yes, son. You want one of these? Well, you have to go to the Handsome Boy Mama's. Okay. Okay, daddy's got to work some more now. You go back over there and sit in the trailer.
Phone number now, since he called and left that voicemail, but it is some weird-ass Beijing phone number. Guess I could just call Beijing. Traffic is just the worst. And I'm sure I'll encounter a little bit more of it before I get home.
Still do okay rap.
Someday when cars are better responding to moods and situations, they'll all just play this song when traffic comes. When the car slows down, this song will simply just rise up from nowhere. Ludacris that much. At the end of the day, I'm just not a big Ludacris fan.
Say, look at this.
I don't like traffic either.
They say money make a nigga act nigga rich.
But listen, nigga, nigga, rich. I be fucking bras like I be fucking bald. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars, peace.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stare up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger, I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, not beast.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, dear. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benzis, to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya. Beast.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Hey.
This crucial spot in the commute where you get far enough north to where they're like, look, you don't need a freeway anymore. You're getting pretty far away from this city. So, let's go from this four-lane road with currently a lane ramping on down to two lanes. What do you say? And they've been working for seemingly the past decade or so to try to make the two-lane section three lanes. Hence the bumper stickers you might have seen in this area, which you have almost certainly not seen. Or not even bumper stickers, but signs on the side of the road that say, three lanes all the way! That has been their slogan for the expansion of the freeway. And they've made real progress over the last year, 2 years. But they're not there yet. So, if you're at this section of the drive at anywhere around this time, it crawls to a standstill as these lanes go down from 4 to 3 and then eventually 3 to 2. The fucked up thing is, like, just past where I live, it expands back to 3. Like, we are literally fucking on the planet to get this, the last place on the 101. I don't think I could work on projects like that. I don't think I could handle... It's hard for me to handle long-term projects, I find. It's part of why game development has not been the most appealing thing in the world to me. It just seems like it takes so long. Like, we put out a podcast every week. I can see what people have to say and bounce off that and, you know, get some feedback and go, you know, like, the feedback loop is much shorter with what we do. Spending 18 months in a hole somewhere, unsure if the mech shooting is fun or not, sounds... like, it would really make me go crazy. There's something to be said for just, like, getting stuff out there before you have a chance to doubt it to such a point that you tear it apart and rebuild it again, you know? It's like, all right, well, this is done out. Get it out. Next thing, next thing, next thing. It's not always great for everything, but... but it can be nice. Especially if, like, you know, it's something that's, like, not announced. You know, like seeing more and more game developers get out there and say, hey, here's what we're doing this month. We did this. And having some kind of community around it that you can kind of bounce off of. And at least feel like, hey, we're making progress. And here is documents of that progress. Even that is probably better. But if you're working on something that's like, oh, well, you know, for the first year, it wasn't even announced. And we weren't telling anyone about it. Then we told the world and everyone got weird. And now we don't know who to listen to. So we're just going to go back in our bunker and finish this thing like that. Yeah, that sounds hard. This sucks.
Job, money came with ease.
All right, we're going down to three lanes now. I don't remember. Maybe it doesn't go down to three. Maybe it doesn't go down to two until... I don't know. Normally, there's no traffic here when I'm coming through, so I've lost track of lane merges and all this other stuff. Not sure if you want to download Paragon. What could possibly go wrong? Closed beta of an action MOBA. It's nothing like it. Right? No, I heard they were doing playtests for that thing. I think visually it looks cool. Here's some broken glass on the road. Yes. When you are in the club, get your ass on the floor. Sound advice. If you are in the club, then get your ass on the floor. Club equals club plus one. here's where we go from three lanes down to two. And once it's down to two, you would think it would pick up because everyone has done their merging and we just go. But that's never how it works. On the floor.
Cause if they ride, they gon' ride tonight. When they hit, we to the next line. Believe it. have something big. Big SS6 with Dinky Scarf in the mix. Still getting licks in the villa with cigarillos. Big SEOs and then light green pillows. Tinted windows, he doesn't. Who my benzo, the rubble and humble. Aldo versus the endo. That's how it be when I smoke for show. West Coast represent all hope. Believe it.
Drive has been fucking odyssey, zoning out. It's getting dark. The rain has picked up a little bit. The traffic is slow. It's very easy to just sit here and just go like, we're turning it on.
that makes me know that we...
Race Razor Callahan by right here.
Hey yo, first things first, it's time to shake ground in the eighth round. Box battle will break down. The beat in the rhyme tone, jumping the cyclone. S-U-L, yes, yes, I know.
Now I rock bombs over funky beats. I put fine hookers between satin sheets. They say money changes people, but I won't cuss. I'm the same motherfucker that I ever was. The same motherfucker that I ever was. I'm the same motherfucker that I ever was. I'm the same motherfucker that I ever was.
Mother can't pay attention cause I'm on that dust. And you, wait.
It is hilarious, Everlast. You're right.
You're still on YMPG Radio, folks. Be prepared. First serve, the song must be the music. It's already on heavy rotation. Ah.
Like a brisk 2.5 hour drive.
I said you already know, nigga, you don't got a phone rap, you already got
would have made it home. That's all that matters. Figure out how to get a hold of that dude in China. Alright, everybody have a good night, I guess. I'm gonna do some stuff. I'll see you later.